This is Warren Hurt interviewing Sister Artith Plant, currently head of the Dropout Center here in Saginaw in the Northeast, saying, Sister, how long has this center for dropouts been in operation?
Well, I guess that the concept of having a dropout school at St. Joseph's is approximately 5 years old. And it was at that time that we walked out into the community to discover the needs of persons within the community from Northeast Saginaw. And we discovered that many persons had dropped out of school and did want to return to continue education. It was at that time, 5 years ago, that we began our night school program. In the early stages of the night school, we had approximately 70 people attending, and that number has quadrupled, so we certainly understand the need for a drop school, or let's put it, a drop-in center for to have discontinued school. Also this year, we opened a drop-in center during the daytime. And this was really begun by some collaboration with the probation department. Probation department found themselves in a bind because in attempting to keep students from returning to juvenile or returning to jails, there seemed to be nothing in the place of or the rehabilitating or the educating of persons who had been expelled from school and who were on probation. So they asked us if we would continue to work with them, and this is really the way it began. And we've been working in the drop-in center since January of this year.
Could you give me some major reasons why you think students drop out of school, especially here in Saginaw?
Oh, there are just so many reasons. In the night school program, we discover many persons have dropped out in order to get married, raise a family. The opportunities just weren't the same a number of years ago. Many persons have been more transient, have moved from place to place and attempted to gain employment, and then, of course, education fell in the background. Many family difficulties that cause persons to drop out. And of course, a good number of persons are turned off by the traditional educational system. We find out that we're trying to put thousands of people in the same mode of education. And it just isn't possible because there's such a great uniqueness among people. We've discovered that normally the persons who come to us are really the leaders and have a keen insight into real life rather than abstract, far-removed material that they might be asked to learn in a traditional school. I'm sure there are many other reasons also. We could probably go on in this question and answer for a long time. I think that every day we learn new reasons for persons dropping out.
Okay, with all the major reasons why students drop out of school, what type of system do you have here that attracts students and keeps them here?
Well, the persons who come to our daytime school are between the ages of 13 and 16. It's surprising to us that so many persons have actually dropped out of school even before the age of 13. And as you know, it has been said that really students drop out already in kindergarten and first and second grade. In other words, potentially they have dropped out of school. They might have some parental force or laws to, you know, continue them on. We're talking about two kinds of dropping out. One, the dropping out mentally, and the other, dropping out physically from the actual school environment. I guess the persons we have dropped out in both ways. So what our attempt to do in the beginning is re-motivate them to continue learning. And so we never really begin with working on, we never set up in the beginning prohibitions. So in other words, we try to run a school without any big prohibitions, something that would stop them from coming to school, you know, like laws that would injure in any way maybe the habits or the background of students. Our whole concept is to continue to put in front of them something that lures them into learning, and also to have them become involved enough in their own lives and what they know so that they will want to advance beyond that stage. I think it has a lot to do with atmosphere. I think it has a lot to do with technique of learning. I think it has a lot to do with what is being learned material. And, you know, like surprisingly enough, our kids will come back and say, I really have to learn how to read better. So I don't know if this is clear. I think maybe just to analyze a little bit deeper, I would say one point is definitely the atmosphere that is created here, hopefully, is one that remotivates persons to education and hopefully encourages them to be together each day. And then secondly, material offered begins with a known to the unknown rather than having students learn all kinds of facts and data that is totally irrelevant. And then the third thing I think has to do with technique and approach. Now all of this, of course, is centered around the beginning, which is what do I think of myself? In other words, the development of a good self-concept. And I think that persons who've come in from the community have done more in that than any of us who work regularly in the program have done. In other words, I think persons like Lou Oates and persons who've worked with them outside of the curriculum time have assisted in developing that self-concept.
What type of curriculum is offered that is, say, different than the regular public school system?
Well, I don't think we really completely develop curriculum. I think we're working on that now. I think that our first months with the students has to do with personal self-development and interpersonal communication. I think that we really cover a lot of subject areas that are traditional. For example, I think we do a lot in living courses of sociology and in living courses of psychology, and I think that we do an awful lot in placing before students something that they have not really looked at carefully before, like, you know, maybe the world around them. For example, one weekend when many of the students went camping, I'm sure they experienced a new world, and I'm sure that they learned much about nature and the beauty of nature that they had not experienced before, you know, locked up in between walls. However, the greatest thing there was the new experience. So they were taken into something new. We do not offer subjects along the regular curriculum lines until students know that they have to learn to read better or know that they need more help in math. And even then, when it's taught, it's made applicable to life much more than we did in the traditional school. You know, normally in the traditional school, you take a textbook, and if you get through it during the year, you're really thrilled about it. You know, you think the students have really learned a lot. But like what we try to do here is step to step and applying it to the life all around, things that they see within the community and so on.
Now with this school system, what kinds of success have you had, such as making it possible for high school diplomas and GED tests and that sort of thing?
Well, since the night school began, we have more than, I think it's between 80 and 100 who've gained a diploma. And we have many persons, we're just doing the follow-up now on the GED. We have many successes in persons passing the GED. We have many persons who've taken the GED and are now back to remedy the problems that they had on the GED. I don't know. We have never really done good evaluations here. I think we're always so active in what we're doing, and we just don't have the kind of personnel that can bring about an evaluation in the style that state schools present an evaluation in numbers and so on. But I think, you know, like just looking at an evaluation, let's look at the day school again. We started in January with one student. By the end of March, we were up to 15 students. We had persons within the number of 15 who hadn't been in school between 1 and 2 years, had never gone to school for 1 or 2 years, and these students are not older than 16 years of age. So in other words, between the ages of 13 and 16, they had registered in a school but had never been attending. And yet the attendance record shows that there were very few times they ever missed school here in this center. Okay, now that isn't, you know, a great evaluation according to state schools, because it's not only attendance, but it's what goes on there. But I think it's, you know, it's a type of evaluation where there's an indication that students are at least coming back. And, you know, if you're here in the center, you will see that students really have a great desire to learn. And like when we've gone places together, like we attended the whole Black Cultures series at Delta College the month that it was there, and you watch the students and their attendance and their attention at the different events, you know that there has been growth. Or, for example, when the students come to school, we always talk about all the TV programs that they've seen the night before, and you'll find them evaluating programs in a much deeper sense. Or when persons, like we've gone out to lunch with each other and we've had rap sessions, you know, in over the lunch table, and you find the students talking about serious matters rather than just having a great time. So, like, that's a deepening, I think, of persons' concern about themselves. Now, we have a long ways to go. We've only begun. We only have a half a year together, and I've seen a terrific development of individuals. I really wish sometimes that I could give, like, a case history on each student, because the growth is something that's really inspiring to us. But I think we have a long ways to go. I think we have to develop the center, you know, over a period of 1, 2, 3, 4 years so that persons have a chance to continue the development.
Now, presently, do you know of any other centers such as this one in Saginaw, or has there been any in the past?
Well, I've only lived here 6 years, and I really don't know what has gone on in the past. I think there are possibly some individuals who work with some individuals, you know, like a neighbor woman working with a neighbor child. I think that the public schools have discussed the problem of dropouts for a long time. I really don't know how far they have gone to actually run a center or conduct a center. I think sometimes what we're doing is we're letting dropouts go until they're forced into, you know, juvenile home, or they're forced into the drug centers. I don't think we provide enough places for persons to go when they've turned the traditional system off completely. I don't even think there's a rehabilitation center, you know, with an educational style or concern for persons who've turned society off. So, for example, persons who begin to steep themselves on drugs can go to a drop-in center, and as I know, there might be something going on there in the line of counseling regarding drugs and so on, but I don't know of any centers that so willingly accept persons who have been addicted, or persons who've come out of jails, or persons who have made, you know, have gone down another path against society, or who have tried to turn off the real world that they're living in. So I really can't answer specifically, but I have a feeling that there isn't another center, or there aren't people attempting it as diligently possibly we've been trying to do in the past couple of years.
Now, is this center in any way affiliated with the Board of Education?
No, in no way. We attempted to gain some funding 5 years ago for our adult education program. But we discovered very quickly that it's really impossible for us to live within the system. We began to develop the attitude, not that we're opposed to the system. The system is working for a good number of persons in Saginaw. There are many people who can make it within the public and private school setting. And it's really important that they continue doing that work, you know, with the persons that can make it. We felt we had to keep outside of the systems. We felt we had to be independent so that there would be another chance after persons turned off the other chances. And so right now we're a completely separate entity. We are quite independent. However, we have some studying to do to see how independent we can remain. I think we have thoughts of possibly studying a little bit more deeply the third way. And the state is working on the third way also, as I recall. But there's the public school system, the private school system, and then there's the third way, the alternate school. And we would like to really remain the alternate school.
Well, then, if you're not affiliated with the Board of Education in any way, and you are separate and independent, how then are you financially supported?
Well, at the St. Joseph Center, our high school had been supported by the parish and the diocese and tuitions. And of course, we closed that because we couldn't keep up financially. But the night school has never been financed outside of money for fees. It's a minimal amount for book fees and for courses taken. We really, in the night school, have survived from year to year. We must be incurring some debts. I don't think we've ever been able to really live on our own. Some people give donations. The bishop really has given enough money for the sisters to remain as full-time persons in the night school. So there are some volunteers full-time, and then, of course, all the other teachers are volunteers. We have about 45 this year in the night school. Now, regarding the day school, it's on a similar basis. We have one person who is hired by probation and works a half day as a probation aide through the Model City program and works a half day in education here at St. Joe's. The other persons are nuns who live here who are devoting as much time and effort to the students as possible. And then in the third division, we have persons who volunteer their time. We use the resources in the community and persons in the community to educate as much as possible. It's not such an unusual thing to have a person like Carl Smith come in from Civil Rights and really begin to work with the students, or Lou Oates from Delta, or Warren Hurt from Saginaw Valley, to grow concerned about the needs of the persons who've dropped out or been pushed out, expelled, or who have left school for some other reason.
Now, is there a possibility that a community school, in reality, not just name, could be established using the center as a format?
When you say community school, really the Houghton Center is the public school's community school. You know, the Houghton Center, with all of the phases or facets of education, there's supposed to be adult education going through that center, the Bright program is through that center, the teens tutoring, youths goes through that center. They've received about $400,000 for all kinds of unique programs in the Model City neighborhood. So that's a community school. Now, St. Joe's has a neighborhood school, too. And I think, you know, that there's a great possibility for this to materialize into a more complex form of education for persons who've dropped out. Like right now, it's just too simplified. You know, it's just like taking students and working with them day to day and, you know, working out moment by moment what comes next because we're trying to balance with the lives of the students. But I envision within the next year, 2 years, 3 years, that this will really be a neighborhood center mainly for persons who've dropped out regardless of age, from elementary through adulthood, that it will be a center for people within the neighborhood who want to take another step in education. And I really feel this is where Delta College comes in too, because there are many persons who are taking another step who can't go out to a college, but who can even continue that here. So another dream, and I think that's a dream that will materialize, will be that eventually the people from this community will be the educators and the concerned, involved people, parents, teachers, of their children. And I think when this all happens that you are going to see a pretty lively center at St. Joe's that's taken another step within the community.
You mentioned that the state was working on something, on a separate school. Could you more elaborate on that? Did you mean that a school, that the state was working on a school set up here, or was it funds, or what was it?
Well, I'm sure most people in the state have heard about the Pontiac Alternate School. And the Pontiac Alternate School is directed and coordinated and run by a man called Elijah Delbert Gray. Now, the unique difference about that school is that it received state funding, but it remained quite independent from the structures and the bureaucratic style of the public school system. I think that they have served as a model for alternate schools. I think St. Joe's has made great attempts too as an alternate school, however, without funding. So what I meant to imply there is that the state is beginning to acknowledge the fact that possibly public and private schools run in a traditional sense under the same kind of structures and demands of the State Department of Education possibly is not the answer, or these are not the answers for all students living within a community. I mean, when a school system loses 1,500 students in 2 years, then we know that there has to be some other kind of center available for 1,500 students who might not turn off an alternate kind of school. There might have to be several kinds of alternate schools. We shouldn't try to mold people into two little forms. In fact, one of the greatest fears that I had when Parochiate failed was that possibly there would be now a monolithic structure of education. I think the private schools offer another alternative. I think the public schools offer another alternative. And then I think we also have to develop alternatives beyond that. So to answer your original question, no, I was not implying that the state had such a great concern about St. Joseph's. But I think St. Joseph's and the people in this community have a great concern, and so we must find every means of financing an alternative school or an alternate school. And if this cannot come through the state, which is pretty assured that it can't come through the state per se, then we have to go out in every other way and try to find the funds to finance the kind of school that we're talking about for the good of many hundreds of students in and from Northeast Saginaw. And I think other communities have to begin to look into the same kind of style of education.
Well, thank you so much for your time and concern. This is One Hurt reporting.